Today on Compassion Radio.
Right now, I am praying for judgment. I'm being thrust into a lot of situations where I don't know the best thing to do. You know, well, we've had up to 6 different countries of birth present in the service, and I want to be an effective minister to all that enter. How I use the opportunities presented to me. Out of the blue, we are getting a lot of interest and people contacting, and all have wonderful hearts and wonderful desires for us to pursue things in ministry.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On this program, Bram spends time with people who live their lives in a missional way, whether it's in a mud hut in remote Africa, a church in war-torn Ukraine, a village in Nepal devastated by an earthquake, or one of the countless Christ-centered ministries in the United States. Bram is there, tirelessly bringing you the life-changing stories of God's love, goodness, and faithfulness. Recently, Bram received an email via CompassionRadio.com from a man named Josh Manning here in the U.S. He was writing Bram to tell him about the incredibly unique pastoral ministry that God had given him in his hometown in Missouri, and to simply thank Bram for the broadcast. Well, Bram was so moved by the email that he reached out to Josh to talk. What came from their phone call was nothing short of a treasure trove of stories about the power of God to minister to a diverse group of immigrants who've come here from all over the world. I'm Frank Montenegro, inviting you to stay with us for the final part of their conversation.
Josh, what I see in you is a humility that's born of knowing your God is strong and appealing to His strength and not your own.
I want to break in with this teeny tiny little story.
Oh, please. This is what we're about here, Josh, a story. So fill as many as you can.
Okay. This may kind of show what the opportunities are. Easter morning, we were going to have a sunrise service. So we announced in church that it's going to be 6:30 in the morning. I was going to drive the bus. We were to go to the sunrise service. The day before, Saturday night, we told a couple of the young ladies who spoke English well to go tell their community, be ready tomorrow morning, 6:30. Josh is going to drive the van. We show up 6:30 in the morning, and no one is awake. Every single person is asleep. The lights are out.
Yeah.
Turns out there was a communication problem we didn't realize. They were expecting 6:30 in the evening. I didn't know this. So I thought, well, surely they're ready to just have the lights out. So I sent my kids to knock on doors, and pretty soon we had a van full. They all came out, jumped on the van. We drove the sunrise service, had a good time. I drove them back home. I didn't even realize there was a communication problem till 6:30 that evening when we start getting calls saying, where are you? It's time for the sunrise service. So what that means is that we have such a tremendous opportunity for preaching the gospel because they will come in dark. You show up in a van before daylight and they will hop onto the van to hear a gospel sermon.
12 hours in advance, no less.
And that has been the typical thing I've noticed with not just that culture, but with others as well. There's such a ease for presenting the gospel and such a joy for it here. But it's just how much can my energy and time permit to be able to adequately do it?
Oh, man. That's a great story, Josh.
There's nothing that you can do here that would be effective in ministering for the gospel.
Amen.
It's just, how much energy can I put in a day to do it?
And how much energy can God put in through you? I understand that sometimes the math, as we would see it, just doesn't add up. That when God starts multiplying what He's got together, He makes a whole lot more happen than we could ever possibly imagine. And that's got to be true of your schedule, Josh.
That has happened every single time here, yes.
Josh, let me ask you about how God's been ministering to you through all this. How has He blessed you and ministered to your heart and your needs and your family through this experience?
God has supplied everything before I realized it. I've said from the pulpit probably 5 times, if not more, that if we needed the world to flip backwards or whatever we need to do, God would provide at that minute. I'm without doubt at this point. My best example is the parsonage. It was the house that the church owns for me to live in. In order for me to effectively minister in this setting, I had to be here. I lived outside of town. I wasn't around these people very often, and so I was just the visitor on Sunday. In order to be a good steward, a good pastor to them, I had to be around them. So we were moving to the parsonage, and it was bad. It was pretty rough.
Been a while since it was lived in, I guess.
Well, it had been lived in by a lot of people.
Oh, I see.
It had been rented out to Somali people. We found a list of the number of people that were living there because they were collecting rent from each other, and there were 14 names.
Wow.
And so there was a large number of people, and it was really rough. So I looked at the empty house, and I was, truthfully, to my breaking point, I was about to just throw up my hands and be done. I thought, I cannot do this by myself. I thought, I cannot ask my wife and my children to move here. Hmm. And I was frustrated and at my wit's end. No one knew we were there that day, but everyone dropped by. People showed up out of the blue, just happened to be in town, and said, hey, I'd like to paint your house. And the next person comes by and says, boy, these refrigerator and stove, those kind of things are bad. Those need replaced. We're taking care of that. Hmm. Plumbing problems. Plumber comes walking in and says, oh, yeah, I've seen that we have problems here, here, and here. We'll fix it. Within just a couple of hours, every conceivable problem that I saw that I could not handle on my own had someone in place just march into this house and say they would fix. It was the most awe-inspiring moments of my life. And I sat down and I sobbed like a little baby for far too long. And after that, I quit doubting. I prayed extensively. I said, how am I going to reach these Somali friends of my neighbors? I never even met one. I don't know anyone that knows a Somali person.
Mm-hmm.
Three people within just a very short period of time just contacted me and says, oh, yes, I've been working with Somali people for the last 30 years. One family marched into the church, sat in the front pew, and says, we're missionaries off the field in Africa. We'd like to help you. And I've been working with Somali for the last 3 decades.
Wow.
I quit doubting at that point. I've got this thing, and it's my job just to preach faithfully. I don't have any qualifications for doing so, but I don't see anywhere in Scripture that God ever used anyone who was qualified.
Hmm.
Every single character that God uses in Scripture tends to be the least and the last one you would ever choose. You see Gideon sitting there from the smallest family hiding in the wine pit. You see, typically, just every person that was the last one you choose was the one God chose. So in that regard, I cling to that. My verse I cling to in all of this is in Acts. It's when Peter and John, they're pulled in front of the religious leaders of the day. And that verse, it says, when they saw that they were uneducated and untrained, they were astonished, and they saw that they'd been with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I cling to that with everything in me because I'm uneducated and untrained, but I want people to see that I've been with Jesus.
Hmm. That's beautiful, Josh. And we are glad that you're God's man for the hour there. And I've always been amazed, and I shouldn't be, but when God, as we say, equips the called, he doesn't call the equipped or the trained, that when you see people doing those things, you're amazed at God's ability to do things. And why should we even be amazed at that? Yet I'm stunned from time to time that God did that in this person's life and made them able to do the thing he wanted to get done. Why? Because he wanted it badly. And it sure sounds to me like there are souls around Southwest Missouri that God really wants to reach. And so he was willing to take you, a Walmart employee, a faithful servant of his in a local church, and say, you're my Gideon. I'm going to put you in there and do battle for me in the heavenlies, and we're going to win souls. That's the story I'm hearing emerge from what you've told me. And yes, I believe that God does provide, and he certainly provides for the prayers of the desperate. When we show up on mission fields out there around the world and someone says, I knew you were coming. How? Because God told me. And then you kind of step into that moment and you realize, I have so little to offer here, but yet God presaged my entrance. Norm had those experiences in our ministry for years and years before I stepped into the chair. I'm still hearing that. We were praying last night and you came to our hearts and minds. We hadn't even met yet. It seems to me that this is something very, very similar for you, Josh, that God put you in the hearts and minds of people that he wanted to serve his purposes and to bring himself glory and to win your faith. So if I found a title in today's program, it's been, I've Stopped Doubting. That's a good one. What kind of prayers are you praying now that you might not have prayed had God not brought you into this ministry?
Right now, I am praying for judgment. I'm being thrust into a lot of situations where I don't know the best thing to do.
Hmm.
you know, well, we've had up to 6 different countries of birth present in the service, and I want to be an effective minister to all that enter. How I use the opportunities presented to me. Out of the blue, we are getting a lot of interest and people contacting, and all have wonderful hearts and wonderful desires for us to pursue things in ministry. What is the best course of action to glorify God is where I'm praying for judgment frequently.
Man, this is all James 1 right here, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we will ask God for wisdom for you, and that's how we're going to end our time praying together, I'm sure. The discernment to know how to say no. Man, I understand how hard it is when opportunities present themselves and they seem to be of equal weight and equal importance, and having to say no to something is very, very hard. And yet God sometimes asks us to put that one on the shelf and put this one on the altar and put this one in your pocket. And knowing the difference is the important part. So yes, I believe God can answer that prayer for you, friend. And I'm going to invite the Compassion Radio people out there to be praying along with you that Josh Manning and his ministry there in Southwest Missouri would have everything that God can provide for them that they need to reach the Karen, the Somalis, and all these other language groups that are moving into that part of the country. So I'm not afraid to ask for that from our people. And there are thousands of people hearing this program that are going to pray for you right now, Josh, as they're thinking about it. So I want to ask you next, how do you want us to pray for you?
My hopes and prayers for the future is exactly what God wants. Any plan I have made has generally been wadded up, thrown in the trash in about 2 seconds, and something else bigger and better than I ever imagined has emerged. My current hopes and plans, we'll see where God leads this, but my prayer or hope is for that we need a place to put new converts coming from a difficult situation. There are safety concerns for some of these converts.
Yeah,
I need a safe place to put them where they can be safe until we can find permanent housing. I wanted to get some kind of safe house, some kind of good location for these kind of people. Also a place to house local groups that like to come and help with ministry. And we need a place to house these folks as well.
Interesting. So this is a logistics problem here.
Yes, and God will provide.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us. Here's a word from Bram Floria.
Hi, friends. Summer can be an amazing time of adventure and discovery. But when you work in ministry, summer also represents something else, a real financial challenge. Now, we're not unique in that respect. Sustaining giving tends to drop in the summer months. And since we're a 100% listener-supported radio ministry, that means we have to pray hard, stretch our faith, and let our friends know the need. If you've ever been inspired by anything you've heard on Compassion Radio over the past weeks and months, we need to hear from you right away. We need to know that you're praying for us and supporting this one-of-a-kind media ministry. Let us know how much we've meant to you and help us meet our goals for outreach and special projects. You can do that with your gift today. Thanks so much. I look forward to hearing from you soon.
If you'd like to support Compassion Radio, call 800-868-2478 right now or go to CompassionRadio.com. That's 800-868-2478. Or CompassionRadio.com. If you'd like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION to 53445. You can also mail your tax-deductible donation to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And thank you so much.
We're always on mission. This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
All the earth rejoice that I sujudlah padanya.
Back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
I have a young woman who is spectacular. She's from Laos. She speaks seven languages.
Wow.
In her native country, she ran a girls' home where she did something similar and is the most on-fire woman of God I've ever met. I have the person to do it. I have the location, and I pray for the funds and God's guidance.
All right.
And if God wills it, it will happen, and I have no doubt of it.
Indeed. So let's pray about those things too. Josh, before we wrap up here, I want to let you have the last word on this thing, and then I'm going to pray for you. Maybe you can pray over the Compassion Radio audience in response as well. End this time together for us as you, the pastor, Josh Manning, wants to. If you were addressing the congregation, which is Compassion Radio, what would you tell them today?
The strangest thing I have learned here is we get a lot of attention because we look different. My people dress different. They have funny-sounding names. They eat different foods. Most of my neighbors aren't going to be able to communicate with the general population in this area of the world. That being said, the spiritual needs are exactly the same. I have people that are lost and going to hell because they don't know Jesus Christ as Lord. My prayer for people in general is that they don't neglect the mission field outside their door. For years, I have neglected the opportunity God's given me next door. I've looked to other things and focused on way too many things I shouldn't have. My prayer for everyone is to just watch, look where you are right now, and look at that as your potential mission field. This is mine because this is my area of the world. This is where I am. This is my home. But you have an area that's your home as well, and God has that in place for you.
Friends, as you're hearing the testimony of Joshua Manning, pastor there in Southwest Missouri, what is the name of your congregation, Joshua, so we make sure people know how to pray for you?
The church is called Community Baptist Church of Knoll. Find us on Facebook. It's the easiest way to follow us, what we're doing, and be able to pray for us because we have a lot of our needs we publicly show there. And God is very faithful to take care of them.
And how do you spell the town of Knoll?
N-O-E-L, just like the first Noel.
There you go. Community Baptist Church of Knoll, Missouri. If you look that up on Facebook, you should be able to search that out and find it quickly. If not, go to our Facebook page, which is Compassion Radio, and we'll make sure there's a link there for you as well. Josh, I'd like to pray over you, and if you don't mind praying over our Compassion Radio family at the end, I would really appreciate that.
I will.
Dear Father in heaven, I thank you for my brother Joshua Manning and his courage in stepping out and letting us know a little bit of the story of how you called him and how Compassion Radio has been a like-minded partner in that kind of work over the years, and that in discovering us on the radio, he felt compelled to share. I'm so thankful he did. And now I want to pray for the things he's lifted up, Lord. He needs wisdom and discernment for how to solve some intractable problems there in that part of the country, things that are outside of his own wisdom or his own experience. But we know that your wisdom is as deep as an ocean and as wide as the world and beyond. You can give him everything he needs in his heart and his mind to sort through the options he has, to see what your arrow is pointing towards, and to follow that faithfully. So give him the wisdom, the discernment, and the courage he needs to make the decisions that you call him to make, and to learn to let those lie that you say let lie. I also pray, Lord, for a breakthrough on the logistics problem of finding a place to put people who need safety. As they're being called out by your Spirit to follow you, they're laying their entire life on the line, and they might be stepping into danger in doing so. You know that about your faithful followers around the world, and now Southwest Missouri is one of those places where spiritual warfare is being fought, and sometimes it plays itself out in danger physically. Help Josh and the church there, Community Baptist, find a way to make a safe house possible so that those who are coming to faith in you would not be turned away because of fear. I pray you would give them above and beyond what they would expect so that the ministry can expand and grow day by day. And I look forward, Lord, to seeing how you answer this prayer as we come back to visit with Josh in the months to come. Thank you again so much for Josh Manning and the body of believers there at Community Baptist in Noel, Missouri. In your name I pray, amen.
Dear God, I thank you. It says in the book of Revelation, there'll be people of every tribe and every tongue surrounding your throne there at the end of time. Lord, you've given me the most unique opportunity I could ever imagine I would receive, is that I get to see every tribe and tongue here in this town. I pray that I'm able to effectively minister to these people. I pray that people of this town will willingly and fruitfully seek them out, treat them as a brother in Christ, rather than something to fear.
Yes.
I pray for this town. I pray that the divide that has existed here way too long is going to end. And I pray for the people listening today that they seek out whatever God has for them. I just pray that we can seek him and follow him in all that we do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Joshua Manning of Community Baptist Church there in Noel, Missouri. Thank you, my friend, for making your life open to us. It's benefited me greatly. I know it's going to encourage and challenge the Compassion Radio family out there. Thanks again for being with us on Compassion Radio.
If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again anytime just by opening up a browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. While you're there, go ahead and check out our newsletter to find out more about this ministry. And please think about signing up for our email updates. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, would you please consider three things? First, please pray for us. Your prayers are vital to the effectiveness of this ministry. Second, would you please tell a friend about Compassion Radio? Sharing this broadcast will help us reach as many people as possible with the encouraging reports Bram brings us from the mission field, both here in the U.S. and abroad. And finally, would you please consider supporting this ministry financially? Compassion Radio is 100% listener-supported. That means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. Now today, when you support Compassion Radio financially, we're going to send you a copy at your request of the Psalms and Color Coloring Book, a beautifully illustrated book that contains more than 60 pages filled with gorgeous drawings for you to color with either crayons or colored pencils. There are also bookmarks and gift tags, all centered around the Psalms from the Bible, as well as blank pages for you to draw on and write down what God is saying to you through His Word. The Psalms in Color Coloring Book is the perfect gift for the person in your life who enjoys expressing their love for God through drawing and coloring. Kids 10 and older, adults and seniors alike will love this wonderful coloring book, and we'll send you a copy at your request today as our way of saying thanks for your financial gift to Compassion Radio. Now, there's a couple of ways you can get a hold of us. You can call us right now at 800-868-2478, or you can go to CompassionRadio.com, and when you're there, just click on the Donate button. Again, it's 800-868-2478. 2478 or CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you'd really like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION, COMPASSION, to 53445. And last but certainly not least, if you want to go old school and mail us your tax-deductible donation, great. Just send it to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thanks a lot. And thanks for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We are so very thankful for you. And please be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Radio Ministries and your generous financial support.